This may sound like a construction site, but it's really a day-to-day activity you'll hear at the Liberty Wine Shop on Vancouver's west side. A clerk is hammering and prying open a wooden box full of wine bottles to add to the impressive display. The shop isn't that large, but it's crammed full of wine from British Columbia, France, Italy, and Australia, just to name a few of the countries represented. This is where I've chosen to meet Natalie McLean, a wine writer based in Ottawa, who has come to be known for her user-friendly advice on the world of wine. She knows a lot of people just don't know where to start.
The situation that people write to me about often is, I'm facing a wall of 1,000 bottles here. It's overwhelming. I can't try the wines. All I'm faced with is, do I like on the label, a castle in the middle distance or a fluffy squirrel? And that's the tricky thing about wine. You know, unless they've got some samples on the counter, you don't have anything to go on except for the label and maybe a critic's score. So it is quite a challenge when you walk into the wine store, and very intimidating for a lot of people.
We stopped in front of a display of sparkling wines. I knew they were sparkling because of the large cork held in by those wire cages on top. Champagne is considered to be the finest of the sparkling wines, but I wanted Natalie to help me out. If I want something bubbly, does it have to be champagne?
No, I think they're making great sparkling wines in many regions. If you look at Spanish Cava, sparkling wines from Canada and California, you've got Italian Prosecco, really good, all very different in terms of their flavor profile, so you have to figure out what it is you like, but there's some great values. You don't have to go for champagne, even though that's the brand name, but it only comes from France.
With our increased appetite for doing dinner parties at home, a dinner guest may quite often be asked to bring along a bottle or two of wine. That can send a novice wine buyer into a tizzy. Relax, says Natalie. Ask some questions of your hosts, and then ask some questions in the wine shop.
Would you like me to bring a wine, you know, to match what you're having for dinner, or have you got the wines planned out? That's a good starting point, because are they just going to put it in the cabinet or the cellar?
and how much do you spend?
Exactly. Well, fortunately these days, you know, you don't have to spend a bundle for a good wine. I mean, there are more and more wine regions producing wines, so that you can get something decent, you know, around $12, $15 these days. So it is doable, but it helps, I think, to find out a little bit about their taste.
And I guess you can find out about the tastes of the people that you're buying the wine from. We're standing in front of a sign now that says staff pick. So obviously these people in the shop have tasted these wines and they like them for a particular reason.
I like to see that. It's like going into your bookstore and seeing staff picks, because the people here in this store, you know, obviously know their own stock. They've tasted them. They're personally behind these wines. If I didn't know and I hadn't tried a lot of wines, I'd go for one of these and get someone to talk to me about them. Why did you pick that as your staff pick? In any store, even if they don't have staff picks, I try to find someone and say, what are you excited about here on the shelves? Can you tell me something? I like a robust wine, $15 range. Can you help me narrow it down?
It definitely helps to get to know those people who stock the shelves and find someone whose taste you can rely on. People around the world have come to rely on Natalie McLean. Her electronic newsletter, Nat Decants, has thousands of subscribers, and she's won many awards for her writing. Wine writing is still predominantly a man's world, but Natalie has done extremely well for someone who is still relatively new to the field.
I started about 8 years ago. I know that because it was when my son was born. And as I say, only in a sleep-deprived state, while I was in maternity leave, could I figure that going from high-tech marketing to writing about wine made any sort of sense. But at the time, I was wandering around a grocery store, picked up the food magazine, didn't have a wine column, called up the editor, said, how about an article about wine on the internet? She said yes, thank God, didn't ask me for samples, and went from there. And so by the time my maternity leave was over, I knew I wanted to write about wine. It was just so attractive, so much fun.
Now, the tough question is, what kind of qualifications must you have to be a wine writer?
I like to drink. Yes, okay, so it's a little bit more than that. I had taken a sommelier course for fun, so I went through the certificate program at night while I was still in high tech. Writing has always been a passion of mine. I just didn't have the confidence to think I could get paid to do it as my job, my daytime job. So I think those two things go hand in hand, a love and knowledge of wine, and a love and skill that develops over time for writing.
You'll have to forgive me now if I take a little shot at wine writers. Please don't describe wines to me with flavors that I'm not likely to recognize. When's the last time you had a gooseberry or a mulberry or even a black currant? For me, descriptions like that muddy the waters of wine descriptions. Natalie is aware of the trend and tries to steer clear of it.
There's a lot of criticism these days about the fruit salad school of wine writing, naming off every berry and fruit on the planet. And I find it difficult, too, to identify some of those fruits. And I know for my own tasting notes, I keep it pretty basic. So red fruit, black fruit, throw an occasional plum in there. But it's really, you know, perhaps some people do have that specific a palate to pick that all up. But I'm not sure it's that relevant to a lot of wine consumers, and it can be intimidating.
You can check out Natalie's style at her website, which I will post at my website. There you will also find details about her book, Red and White and Drunk All Over, which is not a book about wine advice, but a journey with Natalie McLean through some of the wonderful wineries she's visited in countries around the world. I think you'll enjoy it. That's Food for Thought. I'm Don Genova.